Hey there, everyone. This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. And what we're going to be doing this time is looking at the idea of pleading for help. Now, this title might make you think of times when you're in deep distress, times when you're in a lot of anguish, maybe a lot of pain. And, you know, I think that's appropriate. Those are times definitely when we plead. And you've probably found yourself, you know, begging God, take me out of this, please. Stop this pain. Give me some relief. And yet, you might be surprised to know that that's not actually what we're going to be looking at here. One of the ideas that we see that comes up in the Psalms is pleading for help, but not necessarily pleading when we're in deep distress. Let me just read to you a verse here. It's Psalm 141, verse 4. Psalm 141, verse 4. And just listen to this and think about if you could pray this on a normal day. So Psalm 141, verse 4, could you pray this on a normal day? It says, do not let my heart incline to any evil, to busy myself with wicked deeds in company with men who work iniquity, and let me not eat of their delicacies. Do not let my heart incline to any evil. Now, I would say that's a plea, right? It's not just, well, help me a little bit to resist sin. It's definitely saying, use your power to stop me from wanting to sin. This is a serious prayer that's prayed in earnest, right? Again, in Psalm 119, verse 36, it says, that's Psalm 119, verse 36, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. This is a prayer that God will work on our hearts so that we love him, so that we love his way even more. Now, have you ever prayed that before? I know that for me, I often pray that God will keep me safe, that God will help me to make proper choices. But what about, Lord, please make me love you even more. Please work with me so that I hate sin. What about those kind of prayers? For me, those have just never even entered in. It reminds me a little bit of the Father in Mark chapter 9. The Father who came to the Lord Jesus Christ and he asked Christ's disciples to heal his son, right? And eventually, he ends up saying to the Lord, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. Right? This is an acknowledgement that we need help. We can't do this on our own. And I think really this is what the crux of faith is. This is what God is looking for in us to say, Lord, we have faith, but we can't do it on our own. We need you to help us grow our faith. And we have to acknowledge that, right? Lord, we love you so much, but we don't love you as much as we should. Help us to love you even more. Lord, we hate sin, but we don't hate it enough. Help us to hate sin even more. Do not let our hearts incline to any evil. May we look at it and despise it. So, as you're getting ready to start your day, or maybe as you're ending your day, spend a little time thinking about those kind of prayers, those kind of pleas. Do you plead with God to shape your character? Do you plead with God to increase your faith? Do you plead with him to help you hate sin? Not just guide us or lead us today, but think about specific places in your life where you know you need help. Because you do, right? We all do. And where would you really appreciate that extra help today? Let's ask God for it, knowing that if we ask in faith, he will do it. I'll see you next time in 2 weeks on the Magnify Him Together podcast.